Misunderstandings that cause us pain.
Is clarified by truth to bring love again. Clarified by truth to bring love again.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
على آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
The final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated, Whoever recites Salat upon me 3 times in a day and 3 times in the night, showing devotion and affection towards me, it is upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive the sins he committed during that day and night. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our beautiful program called Misunderstandings. In our previous episode, we were discussing the family, we were discussing chores within the house, and inshallah we will take this topic a bit, elaborate it a bit more inshallah with our guest, Abdul Hanan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Abdul Hanan?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli.
Alhamdulillah. Abdul Hanan, we were discussing in our previous episode regarding chores and, you know, should there be a need, you know, coming from the parents to do this, do that. Why don't we ourselves as youth or as children be wary, look, my room is dirty, or, you know, the dishes need to be washed, or, you know, the clothes need to be put on the line, or, you know, stuff like this. You know, sometimes you just feel a bit, I don't know, what is it in us that we're lazy, or we don't think it's our responsibility, or we don't think we're part of the house. Why is this, and should we really push ourselves to do this before the parents even say? What do you say about this?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Different ways of looking at it. One is that, we said, should there be a need of someone telling us? Yes, there is a need of someone telling us, but that is an early stage. If the parents, they are teaching the children at an early stage, do this, like this, this is how it's done, or this will be nice if you did this. You know, the mindset from day one. So the reward behind doing this, serving the parents, or the reward behind keeping the house clean, or keeping the place clean, you know, cleanliness. That mindset is given from day one, right? So there is a need. Parents need to educate the children in these matters. This is important, you know, that they teach them these things from day one. And then as they are growing older, then there should not be a need, obviously. Because if the child is being taught that, then he should implement that in his life and he should be acting upon that. And there's, you know, children here, it's important for them to understand this as well. That, you know, parents are doing so much. We should be putting our share in this as well. You know, a house, it's based upon the whole family. Right? It's not an individual. Because keep in mind, that house today, which belongs to the parents, tomorrow the children will own that. And in this way, it gets passed on, it carries on. So it's your house also, as well as your parents' house. So when it's yours as well, then you should be playing a role in it. You should be helping out in it, or even little things about keeping things clean, the house, or doing household tasks. So it's not a duty just upon the parents to do this. But every individual should be playing their role, involving themselves in these tasks. You could start off by, you know, just basic, like we talked about, cleanliness. This is where it should all start from. And keeping in mind, cleanliness, it's such a beautiful thing in our deen. And I think we've mentioned it before as well.
Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned in the hadith that cleanliness is half of iman, half of faith.
Subhanallah.
How important is that?
Well, alhamdulillah, that itself should be enough for us. That, and this habit of being clean, it's not just at home. It's throughout our lives. And being clean with our clothes, our body, the place we sit, you can be in an office and you know, your table's in a mess. You know how bad it looks, right? You can say you got some drinks here, you got some sandwiches here, you got the computer in front of you, you got pens, pencils, whatever, all the things are lying scattered everywhere. Someone coming from outside, just seeing that, how would he feel regarding that matter? So we should have this concern, you know, we should have this in our mind, and we should be taught this as well from when we are children, that, you know, having things clean.
But you know, for example, when I was in school, you know, you would have different groups of students. You'd have ones that are really disorganized. They don't know where the book is. They don't know where the folder is. The paper's like folded, and you know, everything is a mess. And then you have the other side who are very organized. They've got all their highlighters. They've got all their pens. Everything in perfect. You know, and they've got different folders for different subjects. And then you have like, you know, the middle ones who are neither this and neither that. But you know, how for example, if we go to that side, you know, the one that are really organized, they spend a lot of time on that. And you know, sometimes we feel like, you know, it's a bit over the top.
He's wasting his time.
Yeah, he's wasting his time. He's just, you know, highlighting everything, or you know, everything is too organized. Is there a thing called too organized or too clean?
Not really, because the more you can be clean, the more better. You know, you look at anything, even if you just look at a plate, you know, the plate which is shiny. Right? How do you feel about that plane which is shining? You think it's like, oh, it's one of them display pieces, right? And you know, you feel good and putting your food in it. But if that plate had little bit of dirt or little bit of marks or stains, you say, oh, I need to wash this. And this is just, I'm talking about natural feeling of a person. So if that is the state of the plate which you eat in, right? What would be the state of the place where you sit, or the place where you sleep, or the place where you spend your day, or the place where you spend your night? These things, we should look at it in the same way like we look at looking at that plate. Right? If there's a little stain, you'll say, you know, you look at a glass, and if the glass has stains, you'll say, I'm not drinking this. This is a normal attitude. Right? And why is this? Because in fitrah, you can say, in our nature, we have this to stay clean. And the ones who do not have this, you know, then I don't want to put it in this way, but if you look at the difference between humans and animals, right, there needs to be a great difference. And there should be a great difference. But even the fact that we were talking about human and animals' nature, but you know, my father used to say when I was young, you know, that when the dog sits, he uses his tail to clean the place before he sits there. Right? So you probably heard that sort of an example. And it's you know, even the animals sometimes are teaching us to, you know, before you sit down, be clean. Be clean. We have to adopt cleanliness, adopt this habit of your surroundings to be clean.
Yeah, but it's too much time, too much effort. It's just long. What about that? Look, you have to, you know, in the start, sometimes, you know, you have to do some things out of takalluf. You have to make an effort, and then it becomes a habit. Is there something like that as well?
You know, Mahatbhai, when you are saying it's too much time, you know why you'd be saying that? Because you never started off being organized. So if you're going to have everything scattered everywhere and then you try to organize it, right, it's going to take up a time. It's just like, you know, you empty your bag out. Everything's there, scattered, everything's in a mess. But if your bag was organized from the first place, then when you take things out of your bag, it's very easily done. So when you're saying that it's too much time, it's probably because we haven't organized from day one. Or from the starting. Because we have not been started from there, it's like a house which has never been cleaned. Right? You're going to say, how am I going to clean this? But a house which is regularly clean, right? It's easier to clean. Right? Because all you have to do is just wipe things down. Whereas the stains have become so firm, you know, you have to really scrub it out. Yes, so it's same with in this way as well. So if you want to be organized, it obviously builds up to that level. So you've got to start, your beginning should be organized. And then with the rest of your day, throughout your lives, things will be organized in this way.
You know, sometimes, for example, you know, when from personal experience, you know, sometimes you see the room is so dirty, you don't know where to begin with. And then I'm just like, okay, let me just focus on the sofa, let me just clean that first. Then when that's done, then you know you move on. You start somewhere and then you work your way with that.
So you basically chuck all the mess from your bed onto the floor, scatter it everywhere. You fix your bed first, yes?
Yeah.
And then once your bed is fixed and it's clean, your pillow's been placed nicely, bed sheets, everything sorted. Mm. Then you start lifting the things and start to put them in the different cabinet, in the drawers. Exactly, that's how we'll work.
You know, I heard from one of our teachers, they mentioned, you know, regarding willpower, they said sometimes, you know, we want to do very big tasks, and you know, but we just don't have the willpower to finish it. You know, we start it, but we never finish it. And that causes a long-term lack of willpower. You can't complete anything. So they recommended, they said, you know, you should start off with doing small things. Mm. So give yourself a small task. For example, you know, I'm gonna clean the dishes today. So once you've done that, now your brain, it tells you you've completed the task, and it's like self-rewarding yourself, and it increases your willpower to do more.
But before you know it, something has been cooked. Your brother's come with a plate, your sister's come with a plate, and his plate, oh, more plates, it's gone into a mess.
You know, even this, you know, for example, if everyone cleans their own dishes, there's not going to be anything in the sink.
Yes, definitely. Alhamdulillah, I try to do that at home.
You try to do that?
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Even like I've had breakfast this morning. And as soon as I had breakfast, the plate which I had in, the glass which I used, I cleaned it and put it back. So alhamdulillah. And you know, and I've been teaching my children that as well.
Mm.
So it's not, you have to do it yourself first.
Mm.
When you have done it yourself, your children, they are seeing this.
Mm.
And then you can tell them, look, I've cleaned my own plate. It'd be nice if you did this. You know, it's that way of saying to them.
Mm.
You know, I think sometimes what happens is we haven't given that earlier upbringing. We haven't told them about cleanliness. And now they're grown up. Now we just try to put it onto them. Oh, you never do anything. You never taught them.
Mm.
You never told them how to do it. You never taught them that these things need to be done. And then because now you see that they are the same size as you, right? They're grown up to be big young lads, right? And now you try to push them, you never do this. And it's not going to work like this. It's not going to work like this.
It's difficult.
And you know, we were talking about everyone playing a role in the house.
Mm.
What I would say is, you know, just start off with, you mentioned about starting off somewhere. Start off with little things. And the tasks which you can do, you know, Mahat Bhai, when you walk into your house, you'll find maybe the entrance might need brushing up.
Yeah.
Right? The mat which is there, it's dirty, maybe need vacuuming. You can start off with something like, oh, there might be something on the floor, on the ground, in your living room or in your sitting room or wherever you are sitting. You'll find something, something's been dropped on the floor, table's not been cleaned.
You know, it's not like that. When we enter our house, for example, a person enters in his house, not everyone is looking at this stuff. You know, someone is just looking at his phone. Mm-hmm. He just goes straight in, sit down on the sofa and on their phone. And literally that's how they go into the toilet. And then that's how they go up to their room. And that's how it is. And everything else is complete, you know, ignored.
And blinded by the phone.
But even, you know, just like a generally, some people don't have this habit of observing their surroundings and looking at, you know, if there's a spider web over there or something like that. And then, you know, you have other family members who really are observant of that.
Yeah.
And they really
pick up the most tiniest
thing.
Things on the floor. You know, the father might be sitting there. I've seen that no one's picked that little tiny particle up on the floor, that little wrapper.
Does this come with age, or is this from the beginning? If they are taught this, and
I think it comes with the way you are brought up. It's important, you know. When the parents are always reminding you, they're always teaching you of these things, and they're also playing a role themselves, because a child learns from observing.
Mm.
So whatever a child is. Sees happening, automatically he will start to do this. You know, if that same child saw someone from his parents picking up something, a wrapper, a sweet wrapper from the floor, putting in the bin, and he saw this happen many times, there'll come a time and automatically it'll come his mind, I should pick it up and throw it in. So this does play a big role. In the same time, you need to be teaching them, oh, you know, maybe the person who's picked up the wrapper should not be doing this la here. He should not be rectifying that child. Oh, look, your dad's picked the wrapper up. And the dad's picked the wrapper up, and he shouldn't be saying, Beta, look, see, This was on the floor. I picked it up, threw it in the bin.
Mm.
It should come from the opposite side, I would say.
Mm.
If the mother said, look at your father, mashallah. He's picked up the wrapper, put it in the bin.
Mm.
How nice it would be that if you saw that and you picked it up and threw it in the bin. This manner, this way of teaching your children would have a great effect. So rather than saying, you all walk past this.
And I picked it up.
Yeah, I picked it up.
And
I
put it in me every time.
Right? So, you know, a child doesn't like this.
Mm.
He gets offended by this.
Why?
It's natural. You can say that just me having a go at you.
Mm.
Right? Even if we run a silsila here, I'm just always having a go at you.
Yeah.
There'll come a time when you'll get fed up.
Mm.
Right? Or sometimes you might get fed up the first time I say something.
Mm.
Or you might think, look at this guy, how he speaks to me or how he treats me.
Mm.
And you know, everyone has that within themselves, that the feeling of how they are treated. Right? And it's important that we treat each other with love, we treat each other with respect. There are times when you can be, you know, a bit more firm.
Mm.
And though it's needed as well, I'm not saying that there's always a smooth flow.
Mm.
So times when you need to be firm on your decisions and how to make the child do something, it's necessary at times. But if it's happening all the time, the child is always hearing this, it will come naturally in his, you know, when the mother or the father is always screaming, the child will be observing this and he will be thinking that, you know, this is
normal.
This is normal. This is how it should be. And you will find it within his nature.
Yeah.
The parents who are normally shouting out, screaming, you find the children are shouting out and screaming the same way to them. The parents who are gently speaking to the children, you normally would find that child would speak back in a gentle way as well, because that's how the parents are speaking to
them.
So this is normal in this sense.
Regarding, you mentioned, you know, cleanliness. What, like I said, you know, sometimes we're not observant of our surroundings, and sometimes, you know, the parents, they don't want to tell their children, look, you've grown up, or you know, this and that. But for example, as a youngster, what things should we have in our tasks that, okay, if I can do this on a weekly basis or on a daily basis, I need to do this on a daily basis or a weekly basis. For example, hoovering, you know, the living room, or hoovering my room, or cleaning my room, or, you know, cleaning the cupboard every week or every third day. What sort of tasks should we have?
I think first of all, it's important because there's an age difference with the youth. Because child is small, and you know, he's, most of the things are done by his parents anyway. But he can still play a little role. The example is, he comes home from school, and on a Friday, normally what children do is they take off their clothes and they
have some don't even do that. So they wear their clothes for the entire day.
Yeah.
And the parents are complaining, but you know, change your clothes.
Change your uniform.
And
normal cases by night, Friday night, you can say that them uniform which you wore at school, it's taken off.
Hmm.
And then what happens is on a Monday, you have fresh clothing for school, the way education system is here in the UK. So that sort of child, whether he is 6, 7, 8, well, that young age, he can at least do this. That the clothing, the school uniform which he's taken off, or this the uniform from madrasa which he has taken off, or the madrasa clothes, or his hat or whatever, he can at least bring that down towards the laundry, to the washing machine, or if there's a basket which clothes have been put in, the dirty clothes, you can bring it down, or you can bring it down and say, to ask the mother or the father, look, where do I put the dirty clothes? So for that sort of age, he can do things like this, you know, little things of bringing the clothes down, putting them into the basket. It's not even a huge task, but what normally happens is that's a child at that age, he would normally, what he will do is, once he's taken his clothes off, they're not even hanged.
Yeah,
right. Just chucked on in the bedroom, or probably on the bed, and the mother or the father, whoever comes, and they pick up the clothes or they take it down. So this little task, as little as this, that taking the clothes down to the washing basket, you know, a child at that age can play that role. And as if you're looking at a child who's slightly older, who's going to maybe secondary school, he can do a bit more to that. You know, not just bringing the clothes down, But you know, children now, they are very smart. They can do a lot of things.
If you
teach them, or if they want to do it, you get 6-year-old children, and they will show you them things on the mobile phone, on the smartphone, or on the tablet, which you'll be surprised. You didn't know of this. The children at this age, they will do. So it's not a big task that if a child learns how to operate the washing machine. Washing machines are almost in every home. And it's not very difficult to operate them, right? It's a matter of putting the clothes in, knowing how much the washing powder you need to put in. And, you know, if someone doesn't know this, he can ask his mother. Or if he feels shy, he can always go on to maybe a social media platform where they are shown how to wash the clothes and different washing machines. So just asking, there's no harm in this. So just literally asking the mother, asking the father, how do I operate the machine? Where do I put the clothes in? Where do I put the powder in? How much powder do I put in? All these little things. A child at the age of 12, 13, you know, they can easily do this. So rather than the mother placing the clothes into the washing machine, washing the clothes, at least that sort of child can do something like that.
I have a question here. You know, you mentioned that sometimes when children come home from school and they chuck the uniform, and then the parents, they will pick it up and they will take it. At that stage, how should the parents, you know, tell the children, look, you know, this is actually not my responsibility. I'm doing it, but it's not my responsibility. It's like you should do it. And if that's not done, is there a chance of spoiling the child and making him feel that, you know, this is normal, I can just leave my stuff here and it will automatically be taken
if a child is never taught to do anything, or he's never given a mindset to do things, he will grow up in this same nature.
I think this is an art as well, you know, teaching. How do you actually teach the children, look, you need to do this and you need to do that?
It happens with love. It happens with, you know, making them have a bit of interest in it. It happens with maybe giving them that, you know, doing something for them and getting this favor done. Sometimes you need to return you off to get them involved in something like this. You know, like in some households, you know, the mothers actually, or the father, whoever, they get their children to wash the dishes, and they say, look, I'll give you some extra money just to wash the dishes. So that thing comes into their mind, just to get a bit of money, they'll end up washing. So there's different ways of
incentives.
Of putting that into them, you know. Building that interest. Once they, I'm not saying every time you do that, but getting them involved in that. But if you taught your child from day one, you know, like some children, when they're taught from a young age, right, that's how to watch the, you know, you have these, even the child's toys are like this, you know, like you get some toys which, like, you have a full kitchen in for the children, and in that there's a sink, and there's a microwave, there's a fridge, there's a washing machine, it's there. Yeah. You know, if you brought your child up, teaching them all these aspects, right, using that facility of a toy and teaching them this thing, you know, or even like you get the little toy irons, right? This is how you iron the clothes. The children will adopt that as they're growing up. So, you know, this type of things are taught to children. And once they're taught in this way, inshallah, they'll grow up like this. But when it's a bit late, then you have to do it with a bit more extra love. Right? And because you never taught them from day one. Now, if you want to just gonna implement something, it's not going to happen.
You know, when a child is young, it's like an empty paper, or empty whiteboard.
He's got a very small mind, so whatever he sees, whatever he observes at that time,
he'll be written.
He'll be doing it. Yeah? But when he gets older, he's got plannings. He's got things in his mind, or he's got a vision, right? Or whatever habit he gets into, he has all them with him now. So now to put them things in, it becomes more difficult.
You need to.
But you can still do it. There's always a way of convincing. There's always a way of getting them involved. Alhamdulillah, nowadays what you find is that you find a lot of clips on social media. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has made many of them. Just lessons for children to realize. Or just, not just children, but adults also. You know, because we are all attached to this. And it's what you see on this is what you tend to follow, or what you tend to accept. So if them sort of things are shown to them, where serving the parents, or of showing love to each other, and also with the parents here as well, that the how to educate the children, how to show love to the children. Mm-hmm. All this, when these things are seen more regularly, it sort of comes into the minds of that child. It comes into the mind of them parents. No, this is how it's done. And alhamdulillah, for us doing this, this is the reason behind it is what? So that we can connect to those views of Madni Channel who feel that these are issues in their homes. And you'll find many homes having these issues. Through this this silsila, this episode, so alhamdulillah, we're able to connect to the children, able to connect to the parents, and to able to create that beautiful environment at home.
Alhamdulillah. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is giving us this platform, giving us this environment that we can build in our house a clean and religious environment. And alhamdulillah, Madni Channel is one of the sources. Another source is alhamdulillah the weekly gathering of Dawatis. I mean, you can take your sensible children to the ijtimaz and make them listen to these things, and the virtues of parents and the virtues of cleanliness are also mentioned in the weekly gatherings of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, we will see you in our next episode of Misunderstandings. Keep watching Madni Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Misunderstandings that cause us pain. Misunderstandings that cause us pain. Clarified by truth to bring love again. Clarified by truth to bring love again.